Today on Compassion Radio.
And we don't know what we're missing because we're not all mixed up together. Each group, we sort of feel like we have a corner on the market, and yet we don't. We have so much to learn from one another. And we need to have some of our misconceptions broken down as well. And that only happens when we're in relationship with someone who's different from us. And so if as the church, we just stay stuck where we're comfortable, we're going to miss out on the ways that God wants to grow us and transform us to really look like Christ.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram spends time with people who live their lives in a missional way, whether it's in a mud hut in remote Africa, a church in war-torn Ukraine, a village in Nepal devastated by an earthquake, or one of the countless Christ-centered ministries in the United States. Bram is there, tirelessly bringing you the life-changing stories of God's love, goodness, and faithfulness. Jen Owens is a woman based out of St. Louis, Missouri, that God is using powerfully in the lives of immigrant women and children. Here's Bram with the second half of an eye-opening conversation he had with Jen.
Jen Owens of Foray, Friends of Refugees and Immigrants, there in St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome back for another discussion.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to pick up where we left off yesterday. You did a great job of summing up the incredible work that you've done over the years and reintroducing our Compassion Radio listeners to the work of Foray, which is taking on the responsibility of reaching out in the name and in the love of Jesus to immigrants that were colliding with your culture in your city. It's been a big project because the whole world has been coming to St. Louis over the past few years. And we know that the work of training young women on how to provide for their families is essential. And you're also providing an environment, a community of believers with people who are seeking to be able to meet each other and establish their own identity and build friendships in a difficult circumstance. We want to really praise you for what you're doing and to remind our listeners that this is the very kind of thing that Compassion Radio is committed to helping make known. So thank you again, Jen. And I asked you at the end of last program if we could talk some about where your dreams for Foray are growing, how God is inspiring you to reach out for more. So let's start there.
Yeah, well, the biggest change was we opened up workshop space. So we're leasing our own permanent space. We are able to offer sewing classes twice a month. 7 women are part of our sewing class. And then we also have our jewelry making class, which meets once a month. Our focus has always been on providing opportunities for women who are not able to work full time, usually because they have small children they're caring for, sometimes because of health needs, sometimes because everyone else in the family is working full time and they need to be the anchor, the person at home providing the meals and that kind of thing. Many of the women don't drive, so that would be an additional challenge to employment. But we're providing a way for them to receive training, to get outside of the home and have an American friend so they're not so isolated. That helps address some of the fears they might have because they're initially always find housing in an area that has a lot more crime. So they may feel very insecure about going outside their home. And then they're able to be in relationship with someone that they can practice English with, they can ask questions about, we can help them navigate some of the healthcare system or the school system, help with what does this mean that what my child brought home from school, I can't read this, I don't know what this is talking about. So we just help with some of those practical needs as a friend, but we provide a way for them to feel a sense of dignity because they're learning skills and they're actually earning income to contribute to their family. Often the families that we work with are on, they have food stamps, they have other government assistance, and of course they don't want to stay on that forever. So they like the opportunity to contribute and move their family out of poverty, as well as just meeting some of the practical needs. Food stamps buy food, but they don't buy toiletries or diapers. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to cover some of those basic needs through what they earn with Foray. But some of the exciting, besides that we have the workshop space and now the women can drop in when they want to if they have questions or they need help with their projects, we have been able to hire three of the women who are artisans with us in other positions.
Very good.
One of our women is working as an assistant sales manager, and it was so fun last week. She is packing all of our tubs for the festival events where we sell things. And she just last week packed the tubs for the sale completely by herself. And she was so excited that she had done it all by herself. And that was a big step.
Organizational skills and trust right there.
Yes. And she's learning computer skills, learning how to keyboard, things like that, that will lend themselves if she wants to pursue more education or a different job in the future. And then we've hired another woman who is she's part of our sewing project, and she is one of the co-teachers of the sewing class. And she is working about 20 hours a week. In addition to sewing, she is learning how to organize the classes, learn how to order supplies, learn how to prep all of the materials that are needed for a class, and how to think about that herself. So she will eventually take over as the sewing coordinator and handle all of those things.
The need to help new immigrants adjust to a new culture will always be a need as long as there are immigrants. But there are some additional challenges that are unique to our situation in our time. I know there are less immigrants coming into the country, but the politics are not exactly as welcoming as they might have been in the past. There's also an immigrant culture in America throughout history that's always been a bootstraps, step up, do what it takes to make a living, to make a future for yourselves. And that's no different in this generation of immigrants. But this is more than just an immigrant story. This is a God story. And the numbers may be a lot smaller coming into our country now, but that does not mean that there is not a large pool of people that still need help. You need to scale up, I'm sure of that, since there are plenty of people that need help planting roots. What are your dreams for how you want to go beyond just the crafting part of your ministry into larger scale economic development?
Well, what we would really like to do is expand our sewing classes. St. Louis was once a hub for the garment industry, and there is a group here that would really like to see that revitalized. But there's a great need for sewers, and there just aren't that many who are actually trained in using the commercial sewing machines that are needed to be able to turn out designer clothing. So we would love to become a training center for women so that they know how to use those machines and they can be employed by those up-and-coming designers. So that's on the horizon. We're not there yet, but we would really like to acquire those commercial sewing machines and expand to offering that kind of training for women who can work full-time, in addition to continuing with the project where we're providing income for women who can work at home while they care for the needs of their families.
Well, seeing a great, vibrant pool of human capital like that has got to be an exciting thing for any corporation or designer that wants to build a new industry. And of course, we're trying to rebuild many things here in America. We'd love to be able to put that stamp on Made in America as really meaning something. There are so many in America that want to see American products and services become the envy of the world again. And it's great that you can see the potential in the people that are coming to you that are refugees as being part of the fabric of the future of America, too. And again, this is not just a political statement, but it is a holistic statement. We need to be about the business as a body of Christ of helping those who are near us succeed, to be pulled up out of poverty, to be on their way to something with more promise. And our American dream is a beautiful thing. The dream of the kingdom of God is even more beautiful to me. And to know that people like you, Jen, and the folks at Foray are doing this thing with new immigrants and loving them into the kingdom and bringing them up by their bootstraps at the same time is just wonderful.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us.
A survey a while back revealed that the average household in America has 4.4 Bibles in it, with some homes containing 6, 7, 8, or even more copies of God's Word. And that's wonderful. But did you know that there are places in the world where people have never even seen a Bible? That means they are literally starving for the essential life-giving power of the Scriptures. As you may also know, we've done many successful Bible projects over the years at Compassion Radio. This has helped to place over 500,000 of them with believers, pastors, and evangelists. And now as this year wraps up, we are so excited to tell you about our 2018 year-end Compassion Radio Bibles Project. It begins this month, and it is unique in one very important way.
For the first time ever, Compassion Radio and this campaign are being underwritten so that every single dollar raised for Bibles goes to that project. Think about that. It's the biggest matching gift challenge we've ever offered at Compassion Radio, and there is no limit to this offer. The more you give, the more goes to the field and the front lines of gospel outreach. So please, pray big with us about this, and then act exactly as the Lord shows you. Make this challenge known to your family and friends. Talk to your pastor, your Sunday school class, small group, or home fellowship. Bring it to your benevolence or missions committee. Pray about where the Lord might have you share this unique opportunity. This year, let's saturate the world with God's Word like never before. If you'd like to help place a Bible or a Gospel of John into the hands of someone who has never seen the Word of God before and wants it, in the countries of India, Nepal, and China, please contact us right now. The number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. You can also give at CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word Bibles to 53445. That's Bibles to 53445. And you can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Just be sure to put Bibles Project in the memo on your check. Thank you so very much for anything you can do this month to help us in our efforts to get the Word of God out to those who need it and want it the most. God bless.
We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. Listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Another thing I think is really unique about the immigrant culture that we often forget, when immigrant families come together building a future together, they all contribute together. Now, they may not be making much money individually as they're starting up with basic jobs, but they truly do pull their resources. And whole families of 10, 15 people might be living together, but bringing all their money to provide a place of safety and not just to get by, but to buy their homes, to invest in the dream of ownership and do it together and do it early. And we know that immigrants themselves are more likely to be investing in real estate and building that kind of wealth because of that kind of work ethic and because of that cooperation. And it's really a model for any successful society that gets beyond the culture of poverty. And that, I think, is another important factor in being honest about what immigrants bring to our society. They're making their neighborhoods better.
Absolutely, they do. They very quickly move into very stable places, but they do. They, like you said, they all pitch in together and pull their weight, pull their resources so that they can buy their own homes and move into stable neighborhoods and bring stability in their, they bring stability in their neighborhoods because they're excellent tenants. They take good care of their property. They work hard. And in our city, the last statistic I saw was that 40% of the entrepreneurs in our city are actually immigrants. They're 40% more likely to start their own business than a native born. And so they do bring that industry and revitalization to our city because of what they contribute.
Okay, we've talked a bit about society in general. I want to come back around to the building of the kingdom. When the body comes together, something special happens. You and I have both been on the mission field a number of times. We've been cross-cultural, and there's something almost kind of safe about being in another country, seeing what God's doing there, because it doesn't really collide with my culture. It's just something special, something to add on to my Christian experience. At the same time, I know that you have experienced an encounter with the living God. It's more than just a travel experience, for sure, because it's on the spiritual level. The same thing is happening in these inner city churches where the world's coming together under the banner of Christ. But it's not easy all the time. I want you to talk a little bit, if you would, about what it's like for your fellowship, for your people to get together and to accommodate what God's doing in their lives, in their cultures, and to celebrate it. Because I do believe that that kind of celebrating each other is something that brings honor and glory to God. Because it's our mission to serve and to worship God by praising what he's doing, where he's doing it, in whom he's doing it. And that really is part of our worship of God, not to, for us to be comfortable or to just enjoy what happens in our church service, but to make God comfortable with us in the way we behave and honor him.
Oh, I think what it comes to my mind right now is thinking about the scriptures that talk about how the body has different parts, eyes and ears, noses and arms, and that. Yeah. We need all the parts of the body. Sometimes we think one part is not as needed. Then if that, you know, maybe our big toe, but if it's missing, we realize actually we did need that big toe. And that, I think it's like that. We're so accustomed to, you know, here's our white church or here's our black church or here's our Asian church. And we don't know what we're missing because we're not all mixed up together. There's so much that we need to learn from each other, but we'll never know what it is if we're not in relationship with each other. Each group, we sort of feel like we have a corner on the market, and yet we don't. We have so much to learn from one another. And we need to have some of our misconceptions broken down as well. And that only happens when we're in relationship with someone who's different from us. And so if as the church, we just stay stuck where we're comfortable, we're going to miss out on the ways that God wants to grow us and transform us to really look like Christ.
You know, Jen, when we stop worrying about what we're going to get out of church and we start asking God what he wants, we start praying different prayers and we start asking him to show us different things. Jen, when you go about your business, your ministry of foray, and you meet different kinds of people in different circumstances and you never know what you're going to get, how do you pray as you go?
I find myself just praying as I go, saying, Lord, open up these doors. Give me wisdom to know what to say. Help me to just be what you need me to be in this situation today, whether it's one of the Hindu families that I've been in relationship with and always wanting to be able to share the love of Christ, but not always knowing what that would really look like and realizing I really can't make it happen, but I can ask the Lord to let me be what he wants me to be that day. And it might be just a listening ear or the opportunity to say, that's really hard. Could I pray for you about that? Could I share the scripture with you? And so that's happened. And lots of times it hasn't happened. I wish that it would have happened, but that God didn't open the door that day. But then other times he did. And I got to share some words of life or offer to pray and have someone say, yes, you can pray for me in Jesus' name.
Jen, I'm realizing more and more that it is no small thing to be able to pray in the name of Jesus over people, that there's power in that name. And just the invitation to open the door to the name of Jesus to be present while you're asking the God of heaven to do something transformative in the lives that God has put in front of you. That is a wide open door for the Spirit of God to enter in and do something. And these people are asking for something new. I mean, they may not know who they're asking. They may be praying to different gods when they start. But when they hear someone like you step into the midst of their circumstances and say, God sees you, he loves you, he knows you, and I'm so glad he put me in this position to speak over you, to speak to you, to speak into your lives. What an honor it is for me to do that. And I want to give you Jesus. I want to speak in his name and with his authority for the needs you have today. Jen, that's just an amazing thing to be able to be part of. And it doesn't require a seminary degree to do it. It requires a little bit of faith and some gentleness and humility, but it mostly requires us showing up. And I'm just proud of you for being that kind of ministry. The ministry of showing up is the greatest ministry I think God can give any human being. So lastly, before we close this program, Jen, I simply like to ask you, what kind of things has God put on your heart to be praying for as you go forward with the ministry of Foray, as you reach out to refugees and immigrants, so we can pray along with you? What's on your heart these days?
I think a big prayer for us is how can we, it's a very practical thing. It's just simply, how can we grow the business so that we're actually helping people in very tangible, practical ways? We need the Lord to open up opportunities for us to make contacts with different businesses, shops around the country who would like to sell our things. And that way we can increase the amount of work that we send home with the women we're working with and even increase the number of women that we're working with. It's very practical, but it's a big need that we have is to see those doors open. Mm.
You also mentioned earlier that you're hopeful that God would give you the opportunity to expand the scale of the ministry mm-hmm. and the manufacturing right. to be able to be helpful in a growing industry of garment and fashion design there in St. Louis. So mm-hmm. we'll pray for some bigger things as well. That might even mean literally bigger machines. And I'm sure there's going to be a few folks out there that will be very interested to learn more about the current projects and what you've been doing and read up on the history. So let them know where they can find you on the web, Jen.
Sure. It's foray.org.
Again, that's foray.org, Friends of Refugees and Immigrants. Jen, thanks again so much for sharing what's going on at the heart of ministry there in St. Louis, Missouri. And thank you for sharing your heart, because I know there are many hearts around this country that would love to emulate exactly what you've talked about today, that are looking for opportunities and for good examples on how to reach their neighbors for Christ.
Yeah.
Thanks again for joining us on Compassion Radio.
If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. While you're there, go ahead and check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please think about signing up for our email updates. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, would you please consider three things? First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the encouraging reports Bram brings us from the mission field, both here in the U.S. and abroad. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? Compassion Radio is 100% listener-supported. That means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. Now, there's a couple of ways you can get a hold of us. You can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com, and when you're there, just click on the Donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION, COMPASSION, to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks a lot. And thanks for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We are so very thankful for you. And please be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.